Even all the hairs of your head are counted. I make that job easier for the Lord every year. The Catholic teaching on the soul can be very deep and kind of confusing, trying to figure out what the difference is between the soul and the spirit and the body. But from what I had read, to try and simplify it, that the human person is body and soul united, not part soul, part body, but all body and soul together. The soul is created by God, the body by our parents, and the two are infused to give us us. And the soul is the deepest part of who we are, what the church calls the spiritual sense. Any sort of spiritual thoughts that you have, or musings that you have, or spiritual understandings that come from your heart, from the depths of you, are part of your soul. And if we are created in the image and likeness of God, and God is spirit, then the spiritual sense of us, the soul, is that part of us that is closest to God, that is most like God, because it is spiritual. And the soul is immortal. It carries on after death. When we pass on, the body becomes simply a carcass. It's not us anymore. And the soul, the spiritual sense of ourselves, is united with God to live there until the last day, when we are reunited with our heavenly body, with our glorified body, as Christ had after his resurrection. So Jesus tells us in today's gospel to fear those who can destroy both body and soul. Now, Jeremiah was being attacked in the body. People wanted vengeance on him. They wanted to see him fail. His enemies were rooting against him. But he knew deep in his heart that God was with him and that his soul was safe. He doesn't say it in so many words. But it's his soul that he knew that God was looking after, and God eventually would prevail. So Jesus says we should fear those who can destroy the soul. And when you think about it, that's the immortal part of us. That's the part created by God. That's the part that is going to live on through eternity in one place or another. Now, when we think about the one who might destroy our soul, we think of Satan, right? That would be Satan who would do it, and I'm sure that's true. The world has something to do with it. But Satan is the one who'd like to destroy our soul. And you know he doesn't do it like they do it in the opera or in the movies, where the devil shows up, says, sign here. You'll have everything you want, but at the end, you belong to me. That doesn't happen, at least not to my knowledge, anyway. But what happens is our soul gets slowly chipped away at. And that's how our soul gets destroyed, I think. That Satan works on our soul little by slow, until eventually we have no soul left and it is destroyed. So much of what we do in our modern age, I think, saps the soul, takes away from the spiritual sense of ourselves. So many of the things that we do and say and watch can just beat us up little by little until our soul is slowly destroyed. Look at popular television, video games, I'm not even going to get started on those things. But television shows, you look at the ones that are most popular, ratings through the roof. We were just talking the other day with some friends, this Game of Thrones thing, have you seen this? There's violence, there's gratuitous sex, it's horrible, but it's popular. And I think Satan is using that to chip away at our souls little by little, where violence no longer becomes jarring. It's just, oh, it's just a movie. And violence no longer bothers us. And the gratuitous sex is, yeah, they're just advancing the plot. You know, we rationalize it away. But it eats at us. It takes away something from us. It saps our soul. The same with some of the modern music that is misogynist and violent and angry. It saps our soul. Political discourse certainly does that. Whether you watch Fox News 24/7 or MSNBC 24/7, you're still getting your soul chipped away at, because you're learning anger and you're learning how to hate the people who disagree with you over and over 24/7 so that they can sell more cornflakes. So it is up to us, I think, to nurture our souls, to prevent he, the great tempter, who would destroy our souls as well as our bodies, by building up our soul, doing things that are affirming, are positive. I thought of this just the other night. My wife and I were sitting looking at the stars. You know? And that's a soul builder, not a soul terror. Or if we listen to music, how about some nice instrumental music or music that has lyrics that are affirming? We can do that. Television, we can certainly limit those things that are violent, even if our friends tell us it's great. Because we say, no, that troubles us. That eats away at us. This movie, there are great movie makers who could probably do it without the violence, but they don't. It chips away at us. Let's instead commit, as committed Christians, following the words of Christ, to fear those who would chip away at the soul, and instead build our souls up. Build ourselves up in groups, too, when we talk to each other. Our political discussions, we can disagree, but we don't have to hate each other and tear each other down. Let's instead be affirming of one another. What a difference this world would be if the Game of Thrones couldn't sell cornflakes, and MSNBC and Fox News would have to tone down their right and left-leaning rhetoric in order to get us to watch. These are the things that we need to examine our conscience about so that our souls can be preserved for that day when our time is up on this earth and that immortal soul appears before God for judgment and hopefully with union with him for all eternity. God bless you.